I'm gonna tell you something there, real quick. You know, every year when I go in for a checkup with the doctor, and that's just good sense. I go in for a checkup, and when I first started, first thing I say, you got to have your flu shot yet? And so I said no. And I took that dumb thing. Well, maybe let me change that. I took that flu shot because it may be good for you. That thing messed me up so. I said, I ain't never taken that thing again. And I'm telling you the honest truth. And when I did that, they asked me, have you had the flu shot? I said, no, I'm not taking it. I already got it. And not bragging on me. I'm not bragging on me. Just I'm bragging on Jesus. I don't know when the last cold I had flu. I had plenty of opportunity to take them, but I just passed them up. So what am I saying? What am I saying? I'm saying when we take it today, let's take our vaccine. Let's take our vaccination. Let's take it. So when they come up with something else, you know, because they come up with a new twist. Later on, you say, I already got mine. Start working on it now. Hallelujah. Let them that need it take it. You don't have to be up in line trying to take yours. Let them that, because there's some people need it. Come on now, come on, come on, come on. There are some people who needs it. So let them go up there. You can just stay back. You don't need to be up in that line. Real quick. Usher, you get ready, because here we go. Get ready and start this way, because I ain't nowhere done, but I'm quitting. We started a food program at the church way back, and we had people coming from everywhere. So I started giving them some instruction and that before the guidelines, you know, they changed guidelines and all that. One person was honest enough to say, I know I didn't need it. I was just up in here. And so I said that to tell this, if you don't need the shot, don't be up in the line and wait for them that need it. Let them go that need it. Did you get what I said? You got it? If you already got yours, you know that you are secure in the Lord, just let them go. Because they need it. Because some of them faith not there and some of them don't have any faith at all. Hallelujah. Father, how great thou art. You are mighty, O God. And today, Lord, we come to the Lord's table. The Lord's Supper, you have given us some instruction, Lord, how to receive this. So today, as we partake of this cup and drink of this, eat of this bread, as we drink of this cup and eat this bread, we know it shows forth your death until you return. That means you have provided healing for our body, cleansing for our sins, and a faith walk with you that's free of sin. And every time we miss it, the blood is there to cleanse us. And every time a disease try to attack our body, the broken body of Jesus have provided those stripes, has made us whole, and we partake of that life. So in the name of Jesus, as we eat today, no matter what name they come up with, no matter what kind of disease out there, we say, as we take this communion cup, as we eat this bread, it puts us off limit to all of those things out there. We're covered, we're kept, and we're cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now. As we eat and as we drink, we thank you. That every sin, every sickness, every disease, every work of evil, make no difference what's its name, it's gone. Can't stay. The light shines. The blood washes. And we are free. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.